Thank you for The Body Never Lies, Reader's Mail to Alice Miller. Dear Alice, if you think it will be helpful to others to publish my letter, please do so. It is okay to use my name because to do so is honoring myself today. My truth, as ugly as it is still my truth. August 16th, 2005. Dear Alice, thank you for your compassion and insight in The Body Never Lies. Great book. I have so much I'd like to talk to you about. I wonder if you ever come to the US. I do not speak German, but we could use an interpreter. If you are ever in between flights or in Florida for any reason, please let me know. I'd love to see you. I love people who share their wonderful insights with those of us who suffer with the long lingering effects of childhood abuse. I'd like to tell you a little about my story. I just don't know where to start because I repressed everything until I was 35. I am now 47 and I'm still uncovering feelings, body memories, etc. You are correct when you say the body never lies because mine never did. I just had to ignore it until I could deal with it. I was able to deal with it when I met what you would call an enlightened witness. I thank God for her very often. Her name is Paola. She was the most compassionate therapist I've ever had. She was clear about what she was doing. She was there to support me on my journey to uncover my truth, no matter what path I chose to take. I began going for help, social workers, counselors, when I was 14, but all of them had their own goals for me. One therapist in particular was very focused on the Ten Commandments, and I dated married men at the time. She had a difficult time with this and told me how I was sinning against God. I was unaware of my incest memories at this time, but on some level, I knew what my therapist was saying didn't make any sense. Today I know if my mother can finger fuck me in the bathtub, my father can masturbate in my bedroom in the middle of the night, that his best friend brutally raped me, and my brothers can molest, sodomize, and make me perform other sexual acts for a period of over 13 years, from infancy to 14, what does the sin of committing adultery mean to me? I hated my mother all my life and was extremely uncomfortable around my father and family. Thank God my mother died when I was 29. I began to fall into deep depressions and I didn't know why. It still took 6 more years before I could get to the memories in therapy, and I was still frightened by just the thought of my mother years after her death. My father died in 2002, thank God, so I could get some peace from him as well. Although I uncovered most of my memories while my father was still alive and confronted him with some of them, I could not put the pieces together concerning him specifically until 2 years after he died. That's when they came to the surface. My life has been so utterly, utterly frustrating. I can't even begin to tell you. I picture myself sometimes like a cat in a closed sack fighting to get out. I'm such an intelligent, compassionate woman, and I had to use all my energies, skills, and resources, not to mention money, to undo what was so maliciously and unconscionably perpetrated on me by, quote, loving family members. I am pleased to say that I began gradually pulling away from my family after my mother died, although I don't believe I was conscious of what I was doing at the time. Over the last 2 or 3 years, I have pulled further and further away from my family, so that this year I was able to ask the last 3 out of 4 people I speak to in my family to stop speaking to me. It occurred to me that I want to be conscious in my life, and I can't be conscious and stay in contact with the people who remind me of why I don't want to be conscious. It has taken me a long time to be okay with this. Rejecting the family? Saying my parents were bad? Yes. That's what I'm doing, and that's what I'm saying. I know deep in my heart today, because I was able to hold on to my heart through my terror, that my parents would never have done what they did if they had been in their right mind. And I know my parents did not do to me what was not already done to them. But they did do it. At some point in their life, they made a choice, just like I did. I also completely understand that I have many more choices today than my mother did. My mother was a ferocious survivor. She desperately hated her life and didn't know how to get out of it. I know what that's like. But lucky me, I was blessed with the ability to understand something wasn't right, and I didn't want to act or feel like a barbarian. I agree with you completely that the fourth commandment is very harmful to those of us who had been parents or who had bad parents or parenting. The fourth commandment should be, honor thy daughter and thy son. I also completely agree that a non-judgmental, enlightened witness is the best, if not only, way to reach a person's truth. I've had many therapists, clinical psychologists, psychiatrists since Paola, and not one has been as clear and non-judgmental as she was. She gave me a gift. The gift to be me. Free to be me. No matter what that looked like. And it didn't look very pretty sometimes, but she loved my little girl anyway. She taught me to love her. I admire what you are doing with your life. You aren't afraid of the truth, speaking your truth and sharing your ideas, no matter how they are interpreted by the powers that be. Thank you for being one of those people like Paola, who hold the lantern up high, so we can find our way out of the darkness. MJF. That's the end of the mail. Thank you so much for listening.